Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. An urgent plea for help, O Ummah of Islam. Translated. The women and children of Gaza cry out for help. The women and children of Sudan complain. The women and children of the Uyghurs in East Turkestan suffer and scream. Muslim women and their children everywhere raise cry after cry, calling out, "Is there anyone to help? Is there anyone to respond to the call? Is there anyone to answer?" O best Ummah brought forth for humankind, what has befallen you? You watch your ailing body yet do not stir. Everywhere you see your children oppressed and subdued, their blood and honor violated, and you do not rise. The people of Gaza die of cold, are killed, displaced, and spend the night hungry in the open, while the world turns a deaf ear to their cries for help. The people of Sudan are buried alive, and acts of brutality are meticulously carried out against them and their women. And the Muslims of East Turkestan are witnessing the fiercest battles with communism, which works to turn them away from their deen and uproot their children from their Islamic roots. So where are you? Have you become accustomed to the scenes and the news, and has the blood in the veins of your children frozen, such that brotherhood in religion no longer stirs them, nor protectiveness for honor, nor the mobilization to defend it and the lands? O Ummah of Islam, in every part of the world, your children are witnessing a war against their deen. Those who run the global capitalist system want to melt them in their secular civilization and erase the Islamic concepts. It has become clear to you that the war is a war of civilizations, and if you do not prevail for your Islamic civilization, the situation will worsen and you will witness greater pain and heavier loss. O Ummah of Islam, your enemies know very well that your strength lies in your return to the book of your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of his prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in acting upon them under a state that gathers all Muslims and defends them. Therefore, they vigilantly secure those despicable borders and appoint those who work to protect and preserve them as an impenetrable barrier against the unity of the Ummah and its coming together. O Ummah of Islam, you witness the pain of one limb after another from your body, while the rest of the limbs are unable to defend it or confront what threatens it and others with illnesses and dangers, because they are divided and weak, and because they have abandoned the source of their strength and honor and the law of their Lord. O best Ummah brought forth for humankind, we in the women's section of the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir feel the pain of what has afflicted our people in all lands, and we bear witness before Allah that we feel their pain and hope from Allah what they hope for: His victory, His empowerment, and the return of Islam as a methodology for our lives, illuminating them and governing them with its justice, fairness, and mercy. O Ummah of Islam, we hope that you hear our call and push our sons amongst the scholars and preachers to speak the truth, enlighten minds, and clarify the path of salvation for the people. We ask you to urge our sons among the officers and soldiers to rise as one surge to support this deen and raise its message.
أيها الذين آمنوا إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم.
O you who have believed, if you support Allah, He will support you and plant firmly your feet. Surah Muhammad, verse 7. O Allah, bear witness that we strive and work with the sincere workers to establish the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, which will put an end to the pain of our Ummah in all lands and will defend it and all who live under its shade. We ask Allah for acceptance, steadfastness, and for hastening its establishment as a mercy to all the worlds. Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.